Special guest live on the line this morning, Michael Honan. He's a longtime muso who remembers the Killjoys. He's also one of the men behind Skinny Fish Music, a Darwin-based record label that releases the sounds of Geoffrey Gudumal Yinapingu. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for bringing up the Killjoys.
Yeah, I do remember it. I think they may have come out on the Mushroom or White or Festival label, one of those, maybe Mushroom.
Mushroom through MXL.
MXL, yeah. I think I played it on Homegrown many years ago, back in the old Triple M days.
Far out.
Far out. And I reckon I have met you many years ago. I came up and did a telly story at the Garma Fest in Arnhem Land. You were a part of Yothu Yindi for a while.
No.
No, you weren't?
Actually, no. Gudumal was,
yes,
obviously, but I loved Yothu Yindi, and they were one of the reasons that I headed to the Northern Territory to live.
Right. How so?
When I was in the Killjoys world, Mushroom had signed Yothu Yindi as well.
Yeah.
They were a smash hit for them. And Gudumal was all over that big record that they did, Tribal Voice.
Yeah.
And Treaty. And I met them one day in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's really intriguing meeting these strong, powerful guys and not knowing anything about them. You know, the underneath part of this country, you know, it's almost like secret knowledge of this country.
What's so true?
So I ended up packing up everything that I was doing in Melbourne and went to live in Darwin, and I've been there ever since. So it was close to 20 years ago.
Is it fair to say, Michael, that you're Geoffrey's chief collaborator and communicator?
Yeah, when we're on tour especially, sometimes his partner comes, sometimes she doesn't. And when she doesn't, Geoffrey's blind and he relies on other people to lead him through every situation, from eating to travelling in taxis, in planes, backstage, anything that we do. So I'm like his eyes, and he... unlike a lot of blind people, doesn't sort of strive for that autonomy. You know, he likes being led by someone else.
Okay.
There's a great line in his first record about him being blind, and he says, "Please hold my hand." And I love that line because it's like that's what he does in life. He wants to experience life through other people as well, because I think he just gets a lot more out of it than trying to suss out every situation by himself.
You say that his life at times is a whole bunch of checks, a series of checks. What do you mean by that?
He's constantly comparing and checking himself and checking other people to make sure that whatever he's hearing or people tell him is actually true. And you can imagine that more so... speaking all these other languages before English.
Yeah.
So things that are told to him, he has to actually discern what is true and what is just, you know, rumour. And not being able to see is a big part of having to... He likes cross-checks as well.
Right.
And also when someone says, this is like this, he doesn't immediately go rightio and jump into it.
He's not gullible.
No, oh, he's not. He's an intelligent, intuitive, you know, musician, and a great, great person and performer. But yeah, he's just wary.
Yeah. Okay. Mate, I want to talk about something which stands out from maybe his second record, and that is Geoffrey has amazing hands. And that album featured a close-up of those hands. When you look at them, what do you see?
Well, I deal with him in a musical level, but I mean that there's some amazing imagery on that second record, and he did take charge on that second record. A lot more of that was him going culturally deeper and playing a lot of the instruments. He played the drums, the piano, everything, basically on that second record except the bass. But his hands are, because he doesn't see, it's almost like his hands are. Partly his eyes as well. And so they create incredible things. I mean, there's a great funny story when we met Dame Edna Everidge a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it was quite a brief meeting. It was this big photo shoot, and she was one of the sort of character celebrities in it, and so was he.
Yeah.
And they were introduced, and she said, "Look at you, you your gorgeous little thing with your long, skinny fingers. And he's such a, you know, comedians at that level of her just pick up on, it's like a caricature of someone when a cartoonist, they pick up on the outstanding features of someone almost straight away and try and exaggerate those.
Yeah.
And he's got incredible hands and fingers, and a lot of people comment on that.
What did Jeffrey think of Dame Edna's take on his hands? Because he's got a great sense of humour, right?
He has. Yeah. He didn't comment much because he couldn't really suss out who this person, you know, in mainstream Australia, she's an icon, but he couldn't quite work her out because I didn't give him much of a background.
Maybe the pong of lavender was too strong. Maybe that was overwhelming.
Gladys.
Yeah, exactly. Michael, please tell us about the backstory to Gurumul's new album, the gospel album. Mm-hmm. What inspired it?
He's bringing out stories from his childhood, and a lot of the history of him growing up at Elko is out of a church on the top of the hill there, which I think is now uniting, but was settled ultimately more by the Methodists.
Hmm.
And he was taken there from when he was a little boy, and he was in the junior choir and the senior choir there, and a lot of those hymns from that tradition were sung in that church, and he learnt them on guitar and as a vocalist. And so part of our responsibility, I feel, is to bring out his voice to, you know, the mainstream, and that's what his family really wants. They see him as a bit of a voice to the mainstream. And this is a big part of his character and his makeup and his voice. And the aunties and the leading female characters in his life brought him up in that church, and these are all of those hymns from that, and he just loves the music.
Michael, thank you so much for sharing. I know you're preparing for a show tomorrow night at the Enmore Theatre. How do you go about that?
We're actually invited a local choir to come and sing with us.
Really?
Yeah, so we're organising that at the moment, and they are called the Inner West Voices, and they're going to come and sing, you know, six or eight songs with us and try and make it all a bit more real.
Fantastic. This recorded track features Paul Kelly, who overnight I see was given a Helpman Award. So good timing, Michael. Gee, you couldn't have engineered that better. Wonderful production. How did Jeffrey and Paul end up recording together?
We run a festival in the Northern Territory called Barunga Festival, which is an amazing festival. And Paul came up and was a headline there this year, and Gurumul was there too. Gurumul just recorded Amazing Grace, and we asked Paul if he wanted to sing on it. He said, of course. And then a week later, he was in the studio in Melbourne with me putting down a part for the album, which was just in time, I can tell you.